and I won't sell it, and people want to buy
that,
it.
All that furniture was made at home. Chairs and
rockers.
Sure, you didn't buy that.
Maybe when a long time ago, but when I was, you're talking about when I was young. When I was younger. Because I'm not all that old, but when I was younger. No, you bought your furniture then.
Now, you might have a room at the top of the house.
I know what you mean, but not in my house, not where I live.
Yeah, what'd you call that?
Well, that was an upstairs room, that was an attic, and then you had a step on the porch going up there. You didn't have a step in the house like they have nowadays when you have a two-story building.
Uh-huh.
The step was on the porch, and it would lead to the attic, and then usually if you had a big family and you had boys, they'd sleep upstairs, up there. That was the boys' room.
What about the room where you do the cooking?
That was the kitchen.
Okay. Was it off from the house generally, or
connected to the house?
Okay. Did you ever have a porch out by the kitchen, or?
Some people had, but we didn't. We just had a step leading outside.
Outside of the kitchen?
Yeah, outside of the kitchen in the yard.
Okay. Now, what about the little room off the kitchen where you might keep canned goods or store goods?
Well, at that time, you didn't buy that much.
Uh-huh.
You'd go to the store every morning and get what you needed. I mean, that's the way it was at my house where I lived. Now, maybe in the country where you didn't have a store close to the house, it was different. Now, they lived in the country then, and it was different. They'd go to the store once a week in a wagon on horseback and bring home a whole bunch of...
In a wagon.
A whole bunch of...
In a cart.
Of groceries. That would last for a few days.
Okay. Now, when you got a lot of old, worthless stuff you didn't want to keep, what'd you call that and where'd you put it?
They'd burn it.
No, you know, old junk or old tools and things like that. What'd you call that stuff?
They'd put it in a crib.
In the crib?
Yeah.
Yeah, some had some storerooms they could have put all that stuff in there, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, some had some little outside rooms, and then that's where they put that stuff.
Yeah.
Most of the people in the country had that.
Okay, talking about outside rooms, what other buildings did you have around a farm?
Well, a crib, a corn crib, and then they had a place where they put the mules. Well, they feed the mules.
What was that called?
A barn.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And did you have a place where you keep the horses?
The mules, the barn. And,
yeah.
And then they had...
They were all together.
Horses. They had a place where they put their implements. They called that a shed.
Yeah.
All that tools. They called that a shed.
Yeah. Have a place where you keep wood?
No, that was outside in the yard. The wood.
You kept wood in the yard?
Yeah.
It was cord. It was
cord it this way.
Outside.
You know what's a corded wood. You've seen it already. You haven't seen it?
Yeah, your mother might say go out.
Right.
Get a what?
Yeah.
You go out and
get a load of wood and you take it and cord it on your arm and bring it to the house. And that is all corded in rows.
Okay. Now, speaking of the daily housework, you'd say your mother used to do what?
The housework, the cooking, washing, ironing, baking.
Years ago on Monday and Tuesday, women used to do their